As Oscar Wilde lay dying in a shabby Parisian hotel in the year 1900, he's alleged to have quipped to a friend, "My wallpaper and I are fighting a duel to the death. One of us has to go." As you enter the exhibition, Impertinence Incarnate, at the Petit Palais, you're greeted by a wall of blue and white flowery wallpaper.
It makes us think to his final thought. Also because at the beginning of his life, he said he was very fond of blue and white china. So it's beginning of his life and the end of his life. He had a terrible strife between him and his wallpaper. And at the end, he was defeated. The wallpaper won.
That's Dominique Morel, co-curator of the exhibition, which shows around 200 pieces, manuscripts, photographs and paintings and personal objects, all of which retrace the Anglo-Irish playwright's life and works and the importance of his links to France.
It's the first exhibition organised about Oscar Wilde in France. We were very happy to organise this exhibition. It took us 3 years and a half, and we hope it will help people to read Oscar Wilde, not only the tales, but his novel, The Portrait of Dorian Gray, and his essays.
Two women here are watching attentively film extracts of the picture of Dorian Gray. One of the films was made in the 1970s, another one in the 1940s. Why do we like Dorian Gray? Because it's part of our culture to read him, they say. It's fantastic literature. Reminds me of Balzac's The Wild Ass's Skin. The same theme, the desire for eternal youth, which leads you to a sticky end. He's part of world heritage. It doesn't matter if he's English or not. He spent time in Paris, and anyway, he's not typically British. He speaks to everyone.
Typiquement British, hein? Non, c'est très humain.
Oscar Wilde speaks French very fluently, and he spent 3 months in France in 1883. He was able to get in knowledge with such writers as Victor Hugo, Paul Bourget, and after André Gide, Henri de Régnier. And in this exhibition, we try to explore the links between Wilde and the French writers. You know, he wrote in French his play Salomé.
Here on the floor, we won't walk over it, but yes, we have the silent movie of Salomé made in
the 20s. You can see Nassimova dancing. It's a film by Nassimova and Charles Bruyant. And we have some caricature that was published in the Punch. Because at this time, Oscar Wilde was very disappointed that his play was prohibited, was censored in London. So he thought to become Frenchman.
To
take the French nationality. Mm-hmm. And you can see him as a soldier because he was obliged to be a military servant.
To do his military service,
yes.
So here we have a drawing of Oscar Wilde in full military uniform.
Yes, but in fact,
he never did.
I think he tried to write in French because he wanted to try a new instrument. He said in French, "Français de sympathie, je suis Irlandais de race, mais les Anglais m'ont condamné à parler la langue de Shakespeare. I am French by sympathy, mm-hmm. but I was born in Ireland, and the Englishmen condemned me to speak the language of Shakespeare."
So he had a big love of the French language.
And Henri de Régnier is another French writer. In his Carnet Inédit, Henri de Régnier wrote that Oscar Wilde was the first clever Englishman he has ever met.
But that would maybe not make the Irish very happy. Wilde also got to know French painters. An imposing work by Toulouse-Lautrec dominates one of the rooms. It was commissioned by a well-known cabaret dancer called La Goulue. Oscar Wilde stands in the foreground, watching her doing a kind of can-can.
It was painted in 1895, when Oscar Wilde was famous because of his trial.
Oscar Wilde and Toulouse-Lautrec, they had some kind of friendship?
We don't know a lot about them. Maybe that Toulouse-Lautrec met Oscar Wilde in 1895 in London, but it's not sure at all.
But in many ways, they had some points in common.
Perhaps they walk on the wild side.
She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side.
Oscar Wilde struck up a friendship with the writer André Gide, one of France's earliest openly gay writers. A portrait of Gide from 1912 shows him in a trilby hat, reclining in a chair, adopting the dandy look that his friend Wilde had made so famous.
They met in 1891. André Gide was very young, 15 years younger than Oscar Wilde, and he was very impressed by Oscar Wilde and André Gide had his first homosexual affair because of Oscar Wilde.
Okay, so he helped him to come out.
To discover the love which doesn't say its name, as Lord Alfred Douglas told. And they met each other when Oscar Wilde was freed from jail. They met in Berneval near Dieppe and in Paris. And Oscar Wilde wrote a very sad letter to Gide, yes, to ask him for money.
Let's have a look at this letter from André Gide then.
Vous voyez comme la tragédie de ma vie est devenue ignoble.
See how the tragedy of my life has become dreadful. Suffering is possible and perhaps necessary, but poverty, misery, that's terrible. It soils your soul.
Votre ami, your friend Oscar Wilde.
One of the smallest objects on show, but which ended up having a huge impact on Oscar Wilde's life, is the calling card left by his lover, Lord Alfred Douglas's father, the Marquess of Queensberry.
It's a very important piece, is that the visiting card that the Marquis of Queensberry left at the Albemarle Club, the club of Oscar Wilde, with the words for Oscar Wilde posing as a sodomite.
Wilde lost his case against the Marquess and was sentenced to 2 years in Reading jail for gross indecency. He's believed to have contracted cerebral meningitis there and never really recovered. The exhibition has a video of the former French Justice Minister Robert Badinter, who helped get the death penalty abolished in France in 1981. Badinter was inspired to write a play about Wilde called C-33.
Je laisse de côté les qualités de l'écrivain, du dramaturge, du poète, mais pour moi c'est le symbole même.
Apart from his qualities as a writer, playwright and poet, for me he's the very symbol of injustice. Killed under the weight of Victorian England, it became a point of honour to make sure he benefited from no lenience. He didn't get so much as one day's remission on his sentence. In prison he lost his name and was known simply by his ID number, C-33. That's how he signed his last poem. We killed Oscar Wilde for no reason. That's why it's such a phenomenal injustice.
The exhibition ends with a photo of Oscar Wilde's tomb at Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris, which has become a place of pilgrimage. In 2011, it was cleaned of the many lipstick marks left by admirers and is now protected by a glass barrier. But the hero worship continues.
Now he's adored as a gay icon, and the first person to dare tell his love to another man. Yeah.
What do you think, Dominique Morel, that Oscar Wilde brought to the literary and artistic scene in Paris towards the end of the 19th century?
I think he contributed to make writers famous. He has a sense of the tragedy and self-publicity.
He gave rise maybe to people like Jean Cocteau?
Maybe. And before Salvador Dali and Jean Cocteau, he's the first rock star. A kind of rock star, because he can tell very good words and he has a sense of his fashion and dress, you know, how to be impressive.
And the one-liner, it's true that all these epigrams.
He's very good. And in the last epigram we wrote in our room is, we are all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars. I think it's a good conclusion of the exhibition.
That was Dominique Morel, curator of the Oscar Wilde exhibition at Paris's Petit Palais. It runs through to the 15th of January. For Culture in France, I'm Alison Hurd. Thanks for listening.